welcome to another episode of Cyber Chronicles. Today, we're diving into the world of spear phishing, a cyber threat that's more dangerous and personal than your average phishing attack. This is a story of how I became the target of a spear phishing attack and how I managed to dodge the bullet. It all started with an email I received that looked completely legitimate.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
The sender was someone I knew, a colleague from work. The subject line was simple. Urgent, please review. It seemed routine. Nothing out of the ordinary. But as I opened the email, I noticed something strange. The tone of the message didn't quite match my colleague's usual style. And the link they wanted me to click, it felt off. I hovered my mouse over the link. And that's when I noticed it. An unusual URL that didn't match the company's domain. Alarm bells started ringing in my head. This was no ordinary phishing attempt. This was spear phishing. An attack specifically designed to trick me by using personal information and a familiar name. So, I picked up the phone and quickly called my colleague. And to my horror, they had no idea what I was talking about. Their email account had been compromised, and the attacker was using it to target people within our company. If I had clicked that link, I could have unknowingly handed over my login credentials and allowed the attacker to gain access to sensitive information on our network. But here's the thing. Spear phishing isn't just about emails. These attacks can come through text messages, social media, and even phone calls. The key to dodging them is vigilance. Always double check the sender's details. Be wary of unexpected requests. And never click on links or download attachments from unverified sources. So I reported the incident to our IT department. We implemented additional security measures, including multi-factor authentication and employee training on how to recognize phishing attempts. You will agree with me, it was a close call. But it taught me a lesson, the importance of staying one step ahead of cyber criminals.